My grandfather was a very religious person after World War II. He was wounded Purple Heart Marine that came home and started going to church twice a day, always looking for a way, I think, to come to terms with what I guess probably was his own post-traumatic stress, but wasn't called that back then. And interestingly, growing up with that kind of faith in my family, seeing the people around my grandfather confused by what was his reaction to his own trauma and his own desire to kind of fix that. So they would look at him almost as a hypocrite, as someone who was very angry and almost violent, but also someone who was constantly searching for a deepening way to release that trauma that he had. And as he grew into that, he softened and softened more over his lifetime, becoming a very deeply, deeply spiritual and connected person. And I think for me, that was a way to see that there was always a path of redemption. And I don't mean that in a judgmental kind of way, that you're being judged and you have to be redeemed, but that your life has a trajectory, and that trajectory is one of deepening, a deepening away from wounding and towards something that opens more gracefully.
Is that invariable? I haven't actually read the whole thing of The Course in Miracles, but is redemption, is that healing unable to be resisted? Because it looks to me like some people's lives move on a trajectory towards embitterment and discontent.
That's a good question. I think if you look at the world through one person's trajectory over one lifetime, you can see that there are people who are certainly moving more entrenched into their own dysfunction and their own wounding. I look at life as a longer journey. In some ways, I jokingly refer to it like the stock market, where the stock market always tends to be traveling upward, but it jumps back and forth a little bit and sometimes even dives deeply down, but with a general upward path. And I find spirituality for people can be like that. And in the course of one portion of life or over a lifetime, it can look like maybe you're going backwards. But I think that we're all being moved towards something that is more of an awakening, away from, as A Course in Miracles would call it, a dream of separation from each other and from the divine.